This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It could get more expensive to borrow money for a car or a home, for example. The Federal Reserve is meeting to decide whether to keep raising interest rates or pause. Most economists think the Fed will raise interest rates a relatively modest quarter point. We'll hear from them today. Today is day two of a strike by public school support staff in Los Angeles.
Tens of thousands of teachers' aides, school custodians, bus drivers, cafeteria, and other workers have walked off the job in the Los Angeles Unified School District. Today is day two of a planned three-day strike. They've been joined in solidarity by teachers, shutting down the nation's second-largest school system with 500,000 students. The union says workers earn an average of about $25,000 per year, and many live in poverty. They want a 30% raise and better staffing levels. The district has offered a cumulative 23% raise over the next 3 years. 150 of the district's more than 1,000 schools remained open with adult supervision but no instruction to give students somewhere to go. I'm Jennifer King.
It would make history. Will former President Trump be indicted by a Manhattan grand jury, maybe this week, in the hush money investigation? The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Facing the possibility of criminal charges, Donald Trump waited it out in Florida on Tuesday as New York braced for disruptions that could follow an indictment. Donald Trump called for protests, but Thais Diaz, one of very few supporters or even opponents who showed up here outside court, says she won't be demonstrating.
Not in New York City, I won't. These police officers out here don't play games.
In Lower Manhattan, Julie Walker, New York.
Four people dead, others still missing, says Ukraine, after Russia launched exploding drones that hit a student dormitory near Kyiv this morning. French President Macron is speaking today about that controversial plan to raise the retirement age to 64. This is AP News. Now to the CDC and what it's saying about a fungus that can be dangerous.
Researchers at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say cases of a dangerous fungus tripled in just over 3 years, with more than half of states now reporting it. According to the CDC, the coronavirus pandemic was likely partly responsible for the increase. Hospital workers were strained by COVID-19 patients, and that likely shifted their focus away from disinfecting other kinds of germs. The fungus, Candida auris, is a form of yeast that is usually not harmful to healthy people, but can be a deadly risk to fragile hospital and nursing home patients. It spreads easily and can infect wounds, ears, and the bloodstream. The study found cases increased from just under 500 in 2019 to nearly 1,500 in 2021. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.